Red oak. The grand tree in front of you is a northern red oak, over 14 feet in circumference, with a crown spread over 70 feet. Forest oaks need to grow tall and straight in order to reach the sun among a crowded canopy, but this tree demonstrates the intricate, widespread architecture resulting from its long history of growth in an open landscape. The bench and the adjacent multi-use seating area beneath this tree provide a remarkably peaceful and interesting place to spend a little time, or a lot of time. Most of the year, there is morning sun and cool shade by day. In the wind, the leaves rustling all at once creates a rush of movement and sound, replaced by the clatter of branches in winter. A variety of different ecological communities and associated wildlife are all around. The vast meadow is immediately adjacent, sometimes active, sometimes still. Woodlands beyond and to the right are home to many animals that utilize the cover of trees as well as the open fields, like red fox, white-tailed deer, and great horned owls. In spring, the trills of gray tree frogs and American toads may drift up from the wetland, or large, raucous flocks of red-winged blackbirds may be seen or heard in migration. A short distance to the left, a line of massive shagbark hickories stands alongside an old stone wall. The trees and the wall itself support wildlife that is traveling, resting, perching, perusing, and foraging. And finally, the old red oak is nearly a community unto itself, associated with all kinds of other organisms, from fungi at its root tips to birds at its branch tips, and everything in between.